From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Radio personalities who are known for being outrageous are everywhere these days. But in the 1960s, WOL Radio in Washington, D.C., was taking a chance when it hired ex-convict Petey Green to host its morning show. Green is the subject of the new movie Talk to Me, starring Don Cheadle and directed by Casey Lemons. In a moment, we'll speak with the star and director, but first, Bob Mondello has this review.
When program director Dewey Hughes brings an ex-convict to his radio station as a new DJ, he withholds the guy's identity until almost airtime. The station's owner is not pleased.
Sir, I know this is unorthodox.
Unorthodox? It's insane!
Sir, hear me out. This man has a unique voice. I just have a feeling.
I have much more than just a feeling.
Sir, we need to put somebody on the air in the next 2 minutes or we go black.
Black, black, black.
That last voice is Don Cheadle as Petey Green, who is enough of a loose cannon that once he's on the air, he gets himself fired almost immediately. But with the doors to the studio locked, Green makes one last pitch to the listeners.
Give me a call. If you disagree,
you
tell me like a man.
You lost your mind. Open this door right now. Mr. Green, sir, you
look
are
here.
Trespassing.
I'm tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
Now, come on,
that's
then,
your opinion
sir.
Out. Give me a call at this station.
That give me a call pitch produces results. Phone lines so jammed that station execs can't even call the police to try to remove Green. And once they realize that, of course, they no longer want to. Green would spend more than a decade at WOL, perpetually startling the D.C. establishment. And though his patter was tame by comparison with today's shock jocks, it sounds startling all over again coming from Don Cheadle.
Y'all see the paper this morning, P-Town? Say Petey Green goes to the White House and steals some silverware. Now, come on, that don't make no damn sense. I ain't that crazy.
Director Casey Lemons makes the early part of Talk to Me so funny that you'd swear the film was a flat-out comedy, but just as slapstick is veering toward farce, a real-life tragedy shatters the world of the film, the assassination of Martin Luther King and the riots that followed, ravaging swaths of downtown D.C. As Green realizes that he has the credibility in the community to help quiet the violence, Talk to Me gains considerable resonance, at which point it will occur to you that the film has from its beginning been about relationships, especially the relationship that develops between this outspoken ex-con and the straight-laced company man, played by Chiwetel Ejiofor, who gave him a place to use his voice. Petey Green's later career would be largely anticlimactic, a fact that's echoed in the film, which also becomes less vital in its final reel. But in its wrenching shift from farce to tragedy and its evocation of the bridge offered by friendship, Talk to Me tells it and keeps on telling it, much as Petey Green would have. I'm Bob Mondello.